The attention here in the U.S. has been on hurricanes bearing down on Florida and a shooting in Texas. But the protests in Hong Kong also continue. And today, high school students added gas masks, goggles, and hard hats to their formal uniforms as they participated in a strike on the first day of school. These are the latest demonstrations in nearly 3 months of protests. Remember, they were triggered by legislation that would have allowed extradition of Hong Kong residents to mainland China to face trial. NPR Beijing correspondent Emily Fang joins us from Hong Kong. Emily, tell us more about what's going on with these students. What did you see and hear?
Well, the rallies have ended, but when I was there, they were very peaceful and organized. I mean, thousands had packed onto campus. Some of them were even standing on top of the buildings and hanging out of the balconies to get a glimpse of what was going on. They waved flags that said, "Restore Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." That's been one of the key slogans in the protests. And the peaceful nature was not a surprise to me. Most of the movement over the last 4 months has been very courteous, very organized. Unfortunately, nighttime clashes have become more common. But for the most part, volunteers leave water for marches, give food to journalists. Today, people are handing out batteries to radio journalists like me to make sure that we had enough power. And so, things were very orderly today.
Okay, we remind people, Hong Kong is the former British colony. It was returned to China in 1997. So the backbone of these protests isn't just that law about extradition, people maybe being sent to China for trial. It's about a complete fear that the communist-ruled China is going to, you know, take away all the civil liberties in Hong Kong. So where do you see endgame here?
It's really hard to say, and that's what I ask every single protester and student leader that I talk to. They are not sure what's going to happen, but there's kind of a sort of nihilism, which is that they say whatever Beijing decides to do, Hong Kongers at least put up a really good fight. And one of the new slogans that's emerged in the extensive graffiti that some of the protesters leave behind at night is, "I would rather be ashes than dust," which translated means they'd rather go out in a blaze of glory than be passively destroyed. Mm-hmm. Now, there likely isn't going to be anything violent that happens before October 1st, because that's a big political anniversary. It's the 70th birthday of the communist government in China. And so Beijing is trying to avoid any splashy stuff in Hong Kong from making headlines. But there is a fear in Hong Kong that something bigger is going to happen soon.
Well, and we've already had, when you talk about go out in a blaze, you know, this weekend on Saturday, police at a subway station were swinging batons at passengers in a train car. There's been pepper spray used, water cannons, tear gas, rubber bullets. The demonstrators have been throwing gasoline bombs. This already has had an escalation.
It has. This weekend was the most violent on record since protests began in June. And I was there when protesters were outside police headquarters and they set that massive fire across a major road. But riot police came in really quickly and then spent the entire night chasing down protesters, sometimes in really brutal fashion, and going after some people who weren't even protesters. You mentioned the metro station. There were many stations where police just swooped in and began pepper spraying people who just happened to be there. And so that's further infuriated people. And unfortunately, the protesters feel that Carrie Lam, Hong Kong's chief executive, has not listened to their demands for direct democracy. And Carrie Lam and the people who are backing her in Beijing also have given no indication that they will back down.
That's NPR Beijing correspondent Emily Fang in Hong Kong. Emily, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.